from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Peace talks in Pakistan. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S. and Chinese officials. Ayaz Ghul files this report from Islamabad.
Monday's four-nation talks in the Pakistani capital were the first of a series planned for this month to define a roadmap and create conditions for reviving the Afghan peace process. Pakistan's foreign policy advisor, Sartaj Aziz, told the delegates at the opening session he was confident they would be able to evolve an efficient procedural framework with realistic and flexible targets.
The primary objective of reconciliation process is to create conditions to bring the Taliban group to the negotiating table and offer them incentives that can persuade them to move away from using violence as a tool for pursuing political goals.
Aziz warned attaching demands to the start of the process would be counterproductive. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Meantime, Taliban officials have not clearly stated that the group is ready to come to the table for talks. A South Korea official said today that Seoul and the U.S. are discussing other strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Korea expert Troy Stangerone spoke with VOA about the U.S. flyover.
I think this is an appropriate response. What we've done is we've essentially taken and demonstrated to North Korea that we do remain committed to the defense of both South Korea and Japan, and that we have the means with which to take and defend them should North Korea decide to utilize its growing nuclear program for an attempt to take and either cause provocations on the peninsula or some other type of disruption to either South Korea or Japan.
This is VOA News. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is the prerogative of incumbent President Edgar Lungu to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11th presidential and legislative elections. Some of the aspiring candidates have threatened to quit the party if they're not chosen. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran on Sunday, describing the discussions as useful ahead of peace talks later this month. De Mistura said Iran had assured him that its diplomatic row with rival Saudi Arabia would not affect the Syrian peace talks. Indiana University scholar Abdul Qader Sino says the talks are on track but likely will not be successful.
Because the opposition is incredibly fragmented in Syria, and there are many spoilers, and the regime itself would rather gain time because time is working in its favor right now.
The peace talks begin on January 25th. In an opinion article in today's New York Times newspaper, Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif says Saudi Arabia has to choose between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. Mr. Zarif criticizes Saudi opposition to a number of issues in the Middle East, including the nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers, including the United States. Speaking of the Iran nuclear accord, Iran awaits anxiously the lifting of the sanctions, which Federica Mogherini, the current High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, says things are moving along.
There is not a set date yet. The date is going to be linked to the full implementation of all the steps that need to be taken for the implementation day to happen. What I can tell you is that my expectations are that this day could come rather soon. And that the implementation of agreement is proceeding well.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. After enjoying some minor relief on Friday, China's stock markets opened down today, and other Asian markets tumbled as concerned about Beijing's economy grew. Tokyo was closed for a public holiday, which made market volatility even worse. Tuesday, President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address of his presidency. No one knows what he plans to say, but many observers believe he'll devote attention to the various crises in the Middle East, including the Islamic State insurgency. VOA, by the way, will be covering the address. Get updates at voanews.com. And the official Twitter account of singer David Bowie reports that Mr. Bowie died today after an 18-month battle with cancer. Joe Palkin, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.